The question today is, what do you believe about the horoscope? This is part number two. I thought I would get through with it yesterday, but there's some more things I'd like to say concerning what God's done in creation. And the word horoscope, of course, is, we said that Webster says in astrology, it's a scheme or figure of the 12 signs of the zodiac in which is marked the dispositions of the heavens at a given time, and by which astrologers formerly told the fortunes of persons according to their position of the stars at the time of their birth. Well, the devil has taken a truth and carried it to extremes, and as a result, it has become error. Folks, horoscope, the horoscope that you read in the newspaper every day, if you read it, I don't read it, but it's there. I looked it up just to see before I dealt with this thought. But it's got those 12 signs that it talks about, and got a period of time that they deal with those each person's birthday, where it rises and where it falls, and then you read that. And if you follow that and try to go by what that horoscope, and I don't know where it come from as far as man who come up with the idea of predicting all of that, but it's just like witches and crystal balls and fortune told by cards and those type things. It's error. It's wicked. It's ungodly. It ought not to be followed. And if you're one of those that cannot get out of the house till you see you've got your horoscope says it's all right for you to get out today, then you're wrong. You're wrong about that, and you're worshiping an idol. And it's idolatrous, and you know not God if you follow that. Oh, but I'm saved, you say. But I'll tell you, God would never let you worship the horoscope. And so if you're following that, you're following something from the devil. Now, I did say that God let things such as the zodiac, it's mentioned. In other words, it's the signs of the zodiac, which are 12 signs or 12 constellations through which the sun makes its course every year, and it's right on schedule. I mean, it's always on its course and everything else. In fact, all of the many millions and billions of stars that's placed out there, God put them out there with the span of his hand. Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 12 said, in Genesis 1:14 said he put them out there that be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Now, those signs, of course, it's not just for the signs of the zodiac, but it's a sign, in essence, finger post of God that points to God. When God wanted to verify something, he looked to the heavens and called them to record. In other words, that they spoke of him. And, of course, his third heaven is out beyond the second heaven, and is millions of light years, and light traveling 186,000 miles per second. You'd only take 8 1/3 minutes to get to the sun, 93 million miles away. And yet the scientists speak of millions and billions of light years out there from one constellation to another. We got an email here a while back after we'd just done a series on this particular subject about how God's creation testifies of him. And the series we labeled, What a God. What a God, we could say with amazement, because the psalmist of David had made this statement in Isaiah 8:3. He said, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the sun and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? In other words, God who put all that out in space with just the span of his hand. And after I got that email that showed the comparison of the earth with some of the planets, the smaller planets, it showed the earth as a large ball in a sense. But then whenever it showed it with the largest planet we have, the earth come down to be just a little, smaller than a pencil eraser compared to what they had with a big old ball there of the largest planet that we know of today, as far as planet is concerned. And then they showed that planet in comparison to some of one of the stars that's been named. And by the way, God knows the name of every star out there. But they showed that in comparison. And then the earth disappeared completely. And then they showed that large star and compared it to even a larger star out there. And that star was only like a speck on a paper compared to that. And then there's others out there they don't even know about yet. And yet, what is man that thou art mindful of him? The psalmist David said. God looked down and he thought about us. And we're nothing, we're not even a speck when compared to those largest stars out there. Not even a speck compared to the sun. And yet God thinks about us and wants to live in us today. And yet man has twisted and turned these terms of astrology, which is we're using a bad connotation in the Bible, but in the beginning it wasn't so. In other words, the word astrologer was one who formally understood the motions of the planets without predicting, but the devil pushed them to extremes, and they began to predict and came up with something that people would spend money for and buy things to go along with astrology, or the horoscope in this thing of astrology. So you realize something, we can study the stars. I'm not trying to give you a lesson on astronomy or astrology as far as that's concerned, but the question was, what do you believe about the horoscope? It's taking God's creation and carrying it too far. Something good and carrying it too far. And that's what the devil's good at, getting to extreme and getting in a ditch about it. And it causes men to worship gods, even though that may not be an idol they bow down to, but some people worship that little column. Look for that every day in the newspaper to try to make sure that they know what's going to happen today. And if it says something bad, they won't even go outside. That's not of God. It is not of God. And anyone who follows that, and God doesn't deal with you, you're not saved. And you know, you better get honest about the situation, because God said, I'll have no other gods before me. See, the rich young ruler came and said, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus said, keep the law. Now, you can't be saved by keeping the law, because the law only administers condemnation and death. But Jesus didn't rebuke for the man for saying that he kept the law. But the only thing he told him to keep was that which dealt with fellow man. And this man thought he was a pretty good fellow. And yet Jesus said, you lack one thing, and go sell that you've got and give to the poor. What it was, Jesus was putting his finger on his idol, his other God, that he had before God. And you can't be saved if holding on to anything. So if you're holding on to horoscope, you'll never be saved. If that's what you're really holding on to with continuous action, habitual lifestyle, it's not of God. But yet God put all of those things out there, as far as the stars and the moon and all the planets and galaxies and whatever you want to mention, the constellations, he put them out there for signs, for season, for days, for years. And they're always in their place. Now, you realize something, the Bible says, Moses said that in Deuteronomy chapter number 30, verse number 19, he said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. In other words, look out. The heavens are a record to us. He said, I call them before you, that you need to choose life. You need to choose right. You need to choose what God has given you, instead of choosing to go the devil's way. And you realize something. He said in Romans chapter 1, verse number 20, I think I read this yesterday, but he said, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. In other words, man is without excuse, because God has put the stars, the moon, and the sun, and all everything else out there. And I'm just using that. There, he's put them to speak to us that there's a God, and by him all things consist. And Hebrews 11:6 said, for it's impossible to please God without faith, but he that cometh to God must believe he is. So God put out in the stars, and in the sun and the moon and whatnot, he put out there something that would testify that God's real. Now, you folks, that's some people call it Mother Nature, if you please, and add the earth in that. And that's okay as far as the earth being added into it, but don't call it Mother Nature. I mean, it's not Mother Nature. That becomes trying to bypass what God has done. But God has put out there in creation to let you know, and everything works together. The sun comes up in the morning and basically saying there's a God. And it sets in the afternoon saying there's a God. And I know the earth's doing the moving, but God has it all. As the sun goes through those 12 signs of the zodiac in the course of a year, it lets us know that God is in control, and that there is a God, and we're responsible to God. Now, the sun, moon, and stars won't convict you of sin, of righteousness, and judgment, but it will let you know there's a God, and if you believe that God exists, and you're going to have to stand before a holy God one day and give an account of yourself, then you'll begin to seek him, and you'll find out that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So as a result, we need to, well, he said this in the book of Romans, the psalmist said, the book of Psalm 19 said, there's a psalmist said it. He said in Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. That means the voice of the earth, voice of the sun, and the stars and day and night. In other words, it's heard under every language on the face of God's earth. So every man is without excuse. And he said in verse 4, their line is gone out through all the world and their earth and their words to the end of the world. In other words, it don't matter. Somebody says, all those people over in the Hottentot in Africa, in essence, who've never heard the name of Jesus, leave them alone. They'll be all right. They won't die and go to hell because God would never do that. Listen, God gave a witness. I've set the sun and the moon and stars to testify, to declare the glory of God. And if man will respond to that, he'll send a human instrument. God will send the human instrument across his path that he might be saved. And so as a result, God's put all those things out there. As for it, not horoscope, but the zodiac, the stars, the sun, and the moon, and the stars and whatnot. We can study that. And there are signs out there that's showing forth. They're causing the seasons to be what it is. And people talk about global warming and all those things. And we're going to be destroyed. But he said there'll always be seed time and harvest as long as the earth remains after Noah got off the ark in Genesis chapter 9. So you realize something. God's a vast God. I've got a series on this that we preached on. What a God. What a God. And we got three messages we preached showing you what the stars, how they preach to us in a sense, and what they show us in type. Show us what the moon, what it shows us in type, and what the sun shows us in type as it declares the glory of God to us today. And you see, they're always in their place. Back in the olden days before radar, GPS systems and all that, the ships out in the sea or in the ocean had what was called a sextant. And they would always look out there at a star and sight on that star and plot it on their graph. And then they'd look at another star over here in another portion of the sky and plot that on their graph. And where those lines intersected, they knew they were exactly where they were in the ocean. Now the stars they sighted on was always those that was in their place, the ones that God put there. By him all things consist, Colossians says. They knew they was in their place, and so he put them there. He didn't sight on the shooting star. Sometimes the bright star may not be the one you need to sight on. That's the application of that to people in the church, isn't it? Well, the thing about it is, the message was, what do you believe about the horoscope? The devil has taken something that God put out there to speak of himself and testify himself, to point man to God, in essence, so that they might desire the truth about what it's trying to tell them, that the human instrument can preach the gospel to them and then be saved. But the devil has taken it and used it and caused it to become idols and gods that people bow down and worship. Therefore, the horoscope that's in our newspaper today is not of God. It's of the devil. And if you practice that naturally and worship that daily, and you may not think you were, but if you follow that only, then you're not saved and you'll split hell wide open. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.